here's a story from The World.
Fall is youth soccer season across the U.S. In many towns, there's the City League, the travel team, and those prestigious but expensive club teams. Access to those squads can be limited, especially for children from other countries who may not have the resources to join. Iowa Public Radio's Cassidy Arena reports on one initiative that's trying to correct that.
Captain, like we talked about last time, is a leadership position.
Tension fills the air as girls in their soccer uniforms wait for the big news at a park in Des Moines. Who will be the team captain?
With the most votes, who I am going to, I have this captain band from back in my day.
Coach Claire DeCio builds suspense as the girls try to tame their jitters. Her eyes shift to one girl wearing a black bonnet and a purple jersey.
So, the U-12 captain is Sarah.
10-year-old Sarah Ngandu probably jumps a foot into the air when DeCio announces that she's the team captain. Ngandu was born in Zambia, and her parents are from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. When they first moved to the U.S., they lived in Las Vegas before Iowa.
Like, in Las Vegas, it's really gray and hot, but there was, like, no jobs that pay really good. And, like, imagine 12 people living in a three-bedroom apartment.
In Iowa, she's glad to say her parents have better jobs and they have their own house now. Ngandu's story doesn't surprise Sam Gabriel. He runs her soccer club called Genesis Youth Foundation. Most of the players come to the U.S. as refugees from Africa, or their parents did. Gabriel created the club to try and help level the playing field, both in soccer and in life. Without his club, he doesn't think many of the kids could afford to play. The club covers their costs. He also sees it as a way to try and add more racial and socioeconomic diversity to the sport.
A lot of clubs will have some black kids playing, but it will be very limited because a club cannot take on about 80% of the players being on scholarship, you know.
Jaime Leva shares Gabriel's concern. He leads United Football Academy. Most of the kids in his club are Latino and speak Spanish. And like Gabriel's club, many have a scholarship. He says part of the beauty of soccer is that it can bring kids of all backgrounds together. But here in Iowa, he's noticed a division in access, with some wealthier leagues going their own way by creating tournaments with more expensive participation fees, which leave teams like his and Gabriel's out.
So that is the negative with what's happening. Not only locally, it's happening at the national level, is kids aren't getting the opportunity to play each other.
And Leva has a point, according to John Solomon. He's with the Aspen Institute, and one of its initiatives is Project Play. The focus is on equal access to youth sports. Solomon says soccer has an up or out model that can leave some players behind.
In the sense that, all right, you want to keep playing, you have to play on, you know, this travel team, and you keep having to pay costs. And if you don't play on that travel team, you're essentially out. Like, there aren't many other ways to play soccer in our country, if you think about it.
If kids want to get college scholarships through soccer, their odds are much higher if they play on a competitive travel team, where college scouts tend to gravitate. Solomon's studies find that's why many parents from marginalized communities sign their kids up for soccer, so they can get those college opportunities. Soccer officials say they do notice the access gap. Dan Cataldi is the head of the Iowa Soccer Association.
I think it's important to note that, you know, there's a lot of interest by all involved to make the game as accessible as possible to everyone. Unfortunately, the logistics, the costs are really prohibitive just to run a game.
For example, Cataldi says his association can't just decide how much private clubs should charge or mandate diversity requirements. But he says the kind of clubs that Jaime Leva and Sam Gabriel have created are a strong first step toward greater access. Today, that access is something newly elected team captain Sarah Ngandu appreciates. She loves seeing her fellow teammates celebrate after a big win.
Good job!
She says she wants to be a teacher and a professional soccer player. You know, once she finishes college. For The World, I'm Cassidy Arena, Des Moines, Iowa.